This is To the Ends of the Earth. The purpose of this broadcast is to encourage your faith and ministry in the Lord Jesus Christ. Each broadcast seeks to highlight a missionary or organization that can encourage you and provide resources for your ministry, whether at home or abroad, whether vocationally or on a volunteer basis. It is our prayer that this presentation will inspire, encourage, and equip you to serve the Lord by bringing the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth. My guest today is Brad Ouellette, the founder of Grace Global Radio, an internet radio station that provides daily Bible teaching and exposition that is based around the gospel, the grace of God, and the clear historical understanding of the Word of God, the Bible. Please enjoy this interview. Well, we have Brad Ouellette with us from Grace Global Radio, and Brad, we always begin our interviews and discussions by asking our guests to share the gospel. So would you please give us a short gospel presentation today?
I'd be honored to, Brad. Well, the gospel means good news, and the good news is that God himself provides our salvation. He provides our way to heaven. It's nothing that we can do of ourselves. It is provided by the Lord in the work of Jesus Christ, who God came to earth as a man, Jesus Christ, who died in our place on the cross, and he rose again. And that his death was payment for our sin. And sin is what separates us from God. Every person who is born is a sinner and unacceptable to God in their state. And we need a redeemer. We need someone to make us right, no matter how hard we try, no matter what sins we give up, no matter how many prayers we say, if we don't have, the righteousness of God put to our account, we will be separated from him forever. And the good news is that Jesus Christ did that for us on the cross and offers salvation as a free gift to anyone who will simply trust him for it and him alone for it. Now, Jesus, died on the cross and rose again. And that resurrection proves two things. Number one, that he is who he said he was, he's God, and number two, that payment was accepted by God the Father, and that's really, really, truly good news. So that is what Christ has done for us. And what will you do with that if you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, if you've not put your trust in him? Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord. The question was asked with the Philippian jailer, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that word believe means trust or rely upon. That's what that means. So that word is very important that we know what that means. It's not simply a belief in Christ. It's a belief on Jesus Christ. So if you'll do that, you will have eternity with Jesus Christ no matter what. Mm. No matter what you do or don't do, it's a gift that has been provided for you freely by his grace.
Mm. Amen. It's just such wonderful news to hear again and again, whether you've heard it before 100 times or 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times. Just love to hear that account. So thank you so much for sharing that concise record of the good news of our salvation in Christ. When I first heard about Grace Global Radio, I have to admit I jumped out of my seat. It was the first time I'd heard anyone in the Grace Gospel or the Free Grace Camp doing something that's this exciting and this kind of forward thinking, and I just was bought in immediately and have been blessed by it in so many ways. But I'd love to hear in your words what's been going on there at Grace Global. So please tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Brad, thank you. Well, the idea was kind of thought about going back years in some ways, but directly to my wife and I were making the trip to the Duluth Bible Church Fall Conference, and we had talked over the years about wouldn't it be great to do a Christian radio station with my radio background, and my wife has helped me, in my career. At times I've had to bring her in to help, and or waiting for me to work in late and helping me out. So that all came into play. But we were talking about the fact that I had just professionally in my day job in secular radio done apps for our radio station that I'm the program director of, and that you could virtually have a radio station that did not have a terrestrial license, that was an app or website that would just sound just like a regular radio station. Mm. The concept, for example, if you have a smartphone, there's iHeartRadio, which essentially is internet radio, although iHeart does do some terrestrial broadcasting for sure, But, you know, the radio station would go with you anywhere. It wouldn't be dependent on where you live, a broadcast signal, or, you know, amount of wattage. And so hence the idea was kind of thought of. And then our friends, Kurt and Suzanne Obermeyer, Kurt is my pastor now at Flushing Bible Church. At that point, we were friends with them, and they said, you've got to do this idea. And I talked to, you know, some other pastors I respected, and they thought it was a great idea. And we had some people donate to the cause to get us going. And I'm in debt to my friend Matt Costella at Grace Bible Church, who without we wouldn't have started when we did it. We would still be probably getting it together. But Matt was a big part of that. Pastor Dennis Roxer and Duluth Bible Church, and just some great people along the way that Flushing Bible Church that were with us kind of at ground zero, and I'm very grateful to them. But the ministry really, to answer your question, is designed to ground believers that may have a church that are undertaught, number one. Number two, there are a lot of people that are without a church that teaches the clear gospel. It's a rampant problem, and we try to help where we can. I think if you have a local church, you should be in the local church. I'm a firm believer in that. It's the best thing. After being saved, is growing in the Word of God, being at a church like Fort Collins Bible Church, or Flushing, or Sugarland Bible Church, or Duluth, whatever it is. Grace Global is not intended to replace that. Grace Global is intended for people who are in a good church to supplement that. So rather than listening to whatever's on the evangelical radio station, that's, you know, they'll listen to Grace Global, they can probably get their pastor on it. But it also is for people who cannot find a church that teaches the clear gospel. And so we serve that purpose as well. Also people who can't get out of the house. There are a lot of people elderly and are handicapped, or they just moved to a new place and don't know anybody and are uncomfortable trying to find a church for the time being until they can find a good church. Grace Global fills that need. So it's kind of first for the believer who is underfed, and also obviously to get the gospel out to the people who need it. So that's kind of our B, if you will.
Oh, that's tremendous. Again, it's been such a great supplement in my life, even as a pastor, just to have something that I could turn on if I go to the gym and, you know, go to exercise, or if I'm on a walk, or actually now with Alexa, just wake up in the morning and start Grace Global Radio through my shower. And it's also been a cool fellowship as I meet other believers who are also connected to Grace Global. The fact that we're getting fed some of the same things and can have those conversations is a delight. So we're so thankful for the whole ministry as it's appeared. But what challenges are unique to radio ministry?
Well, I would say, Brad, defining ourselves, because we're app-driven radio and we're not terrestrial. You can't dial, you know, or tune in. Those are old words. I'm getting old, I guess. But you don't dial it in. It's on your phone or on a website. And getting people to understand that. Interestingly, and the millennials get it right away, but they tend to, you know, we have listeners in that age group, and we're so happy to have them. But it seems like if we look at our listeners, once we get them of any age to understand what it is, most people have a smartphone, and they can listen to it on their smartphone. And once they go, oh, it's just something on my phone, you say app-driven radio, I can turn on like, you know, my favorite local radio station or iHeart or whatever, and they go, oh, okay. And if they don't have a smartphone, they can go to our website. And I've ran into people that might have a flip phone, and they can. So once we unpack for them what it is, then we really do have, people really like it. And the younger people, you know, we live in an age when people want everything right now.
Sure.
So with the millennial crowd, I think they're getting reintroduced to radio, where it's, you know, Brad Mastin is on Eastern Time, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and we hope at some point, we hope to have an on-demand service. That's something we'd like to work on for the future, you know, probably years away, but that's the other part of it that I think will bring in even more of the millennials, because, you know, they're used to Netflix and that right now mentality. Grace Global is a radio station, so kind of like, you know, think of any net television or radio network, programs are on at a certain time. So that can also be a challenge at times. But once they understand what it is, I think they can work it into their schedule pretty good. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, so is there any kind of difficulty feeling connected to the audience? I mean, my impression would be that you're broadcasting all this great and highly or well-produced content, and it's difficult mm-hmm. to get feedback and feel that connectedness. Do you struggle in any way feeling or regarding and understanding the community that surrounds this, or is that not a challenge?
We do at times. My wife and I are the production team that produce it. I wonder if people like it. I wonder if they like this program, or are they happy with this, or do we need to do more of that? And I think it's just normal, and just as a broadcaster. But we do get people who, if they have a question, they'll ask, and I love that. We have a contact page, and just about every day we get a comment, and it's always positive. And it might be, I wish, you know, you'd play this one more time or something, or it's a question. I heard this message from Pastor Brad Masson or Andy Woods or Dennis Roxer, or, you know, where can I find it? And we're happy to help with that. Our sermons on Grace Global are largely unedited, but they're always edited somewhat. Mm. The fact that they're an hour long, they're given an hour window, there's a little bit of editing, but not a lot. So you know, again, it's we're happy to help people if we can. Sometimes it's because my wife and I both work, you know, day jobs, if you will. it sometimes it takes a while, but we will get back to you. And there is some connection. There is, and I would say, Brad, that it's more than I would get in secular radio, just as an on-air person or a programmer, where you don't, unless you live and die by the ratings, then you know. But often those are even kind of hard to read. But yeah, I think I would say that, yeah, there's times where you wonder, but we have, our audience is very, very good at saying, hey, I like this, and what about this? And I love that. So.
Yeah, it's a good encouragement to all of us who are listening to engage on the Facebook page, through the Grace Global Radio Facebook page, or on the website. Sounds like it's the preferred method, but that feedback mm-hmm. is vital, I think, to every ministry that has some kind of broadcast element, that you just don't know if people are
definitely
paying attention. You know they are, but you just don't know how much. So that's grand.
Exactly.
So we've kind of discussed this a little bit, but I'd like to give you a special opportunity to share what makes Grace Global Radio so special in light of the current situation in the church and kind of where we're at culturally, societally, and technologically.
Well, Brian, I think what makes Grace Global special is it's the Lord is using it as he wills. To the church in mass is very, very undertaught. Mm. And we have some of the best teachers that I know of, you included, that are teaching verse by verse and are going into the scriptures and teaching them the right way. And I think that is something that is that's what makes us special and unique. The teaching is designed to walk you through a book of the Bible, or sometimes it is topical, but it's topical with enough depth so you know why a passage means what it means. For example, the book of James has been debated. 1 John is, what does this mean, this verse, 1 John 3:9? And when you go through verse by verse, you get the, you know why, because the languages are explained, the tenses are explained. So we are, it's almost like having, thanks to the teachers that have been able to work with us, and we're so grateful to all of them, a little seminary on your phone, because you don't, the average person can know enough, can know the Bible to their own study. And by the way, we Grace Global is a tool that the Lord can use to help you, but you should be, you know, in the Bible, you and the Lord reading and studying on your own. Grace Global will help you and will unpack some of those things. So I think our job is to help feed those that are undertaught. And certainly the unchurched as well, but you walk in, and your average evangelical church, it is, you know, in where we live in Midland here, there's about four or five churches on one particular street that all have these nice signs, and you're like, wow, a scripture verse, but you know, the Lord loves moms and firefighters, and he does, but that's as deep as the teaching goes at most of the churches. And 100 years ago, Even if we would have a theological difference with, say, a Methodist, mm-hmm. you know, a conservative Methodist, you would still hear Bible. And even in churches of that Arminian persuasion today, it's very innocuous. It's very pat, very, you know, fluff. It's like dessert only. And that's not to say we're great because we sense that and we know that. We've all experienced that. And the Lord is using us purely through His grace for no other reason to help feed believers. And that's really what makes us different.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just so exciting. I think that many in our camp are rightfully and wonderfully convinced at the power and sufficiency of the gospel, the power and sufficiency of Christ, the power and sufficiency of the Word of God. And sometimes that can come with a sort of neglectful attitude towards any kind of innovation. In our movement, in our camp, in the, you know, Free Grace or the Grace Movement, there's oftentimes a sense of that we don't need this newfangled technology and outreach. And that's what one of the places that I see Grace Global having such a powerful impact is that we're not just saying, oh, well, you know, let the world do what the world does. We don't care about them. And just come to our church and you'll find out. No, this is an opportunity to reach out, like you said, to those who are unchurched or undertaught, to those who cannot find or just can always use, because we can all use that supplemental teaching. I mean, as a pastor, it's an invaluable resource to be able to hear other good teachers and learn from them on what they're teaching, but also on how to teach more effectively. So it's just filling so many gaps, and it's such an exciting ministry. Well, as we get to the midway point, we are going to take a break and listen to the scriptures you picked out. I'm very excited for what you did pick out, and I'm excited to discuss it when we get back. Romans 8:28 reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Brad, I'm so excited that you chose those specific verses. They're so meaningful and so universally applicable. But what is it about those specific passages that has been important to your life and to ministry at Grace Global Radio?
Well, because, you know, the verses that we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And that verse, when there's moments in the ministry that get difficult, that you have to remember that God is working it out. He's working through me. It's not my ideas. It's not my desires. It's His. And even from the time I got into radio as a kid, and I was 15, the Lord was going to use that. I wasn't saved at the time. Keep that in mind. And God, though, knew. He gave me this gift. He made me this way. He gave me this talent. And being a saved person, I always kind of had the thought of getting into Christian radio, being tired of the secular radio, the music or the talk programs that I had to sit through. But the Lord did it in His time, according to His plan. And even in those moments that Grace Global has been challenging, you know, whether it's wondering if you have listeners or wondering if you have, how are you going to balance it all with work? That verse grounds me, and it reminds me that it's His, number one, it's His ministry, and number two, He's going to use me, and He doesn't have to use me. He can use anybody He wants to, but I'm very grateful that He does use me, and it's a leaning on Him. But that verse is so important. No matter what's going on, we're called according to His purpose. So it's his show, not Brad's.
Absolutely. And it's so exciting to me, again, to see this situation where the Lord was equipping you to serve in this capacity long before you ever actually, you know, thought to do it. It's wonderful. I get people all the time, you know, who will say, what could the Lord's purpose in making you a waitress or a, you know, a janitor or whatever it is that they're doing? And honestly, not understanding that everything in our lives is equipping us, in at least in part of its purpose, to serve the Lord in new and creative and exciting ways. So, really appreciate your explanation of that verse. Thank you for sharing that with us. So every life with Christ definitely has hard times and dark moments. And I think one of the things that forbids people from maybe ever starting on a ministry is feeling like, oh, well, you have to be one of those other super class believers that never experiences difficulty, which is just not the case. But also, when we encounter difficulty or challenge in starting a new endeavor, it's so easy to just quit, particularly if it's an endeavor in service of the Lord. So are there any dark times that you would be willing to share as Grace Global has continued? And how did you pull through, how did you push through those challenges or moments of worry or concern?
Great question, Brad. When Grace Global launched, my wife and I, you know, keep in mind we're bivocational. We both work day jobs. And we put it on the air, and it was 3 or 4 hours worth of work, sometimes all day on Saturday, sometimes all day on Sunday, or most of the day on Sunday for sure. And you just kind of get to that, I don't want to say burnout because we loved it, but, you know, the house needed, things need to be done at the house, family had needs, things we wanted to do and should be doing and love to do, but is it, are we going to see daylight kind of thought? And that's where that verse comes into play. And the Lord guided us through showing us different ways to do things. And, a ministry needs financial support. It's always weird talking about that, but it does. Mm-hmm. Is it going to come in? It seems like at times it's slow. Do people even like us? You know, I had, these are my thoughts, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. And I had those thoughts. I'll be honest. The flesh will start to freak out. Mm-hmm. You know, it really will. And you have to remember, that's why I love that verse, that the Lord is letting us do some hard work that where you're like, He's letting you go through this for a reason. And, you know, I had the thought, well, maybe, you know, Satan will certainly do that too, but it's also your flesh. Maybe no one's listening and you're working on all this. What do you have, 5 listeners? You get these thoughts in your head, you know, that you can't kind of control. And then you go, wait a minute. The Lord had me do this for a reason. What happens, Brad, when you have those thoughts almost all the time, though, is an email will come in. That someone's listening, or someone will be blessed by it, or you'll be blessed. I'll be editing a sermon because, you know, what we do is we take, like, your sermons or teachings and Andy Woods and all the teachers on Grace Global, and we make them into radio shows. The Lord will speak through that to me sometimes, and they'll exegete a verse or make a point, and you're like, that's the reason. So in the moments where it got really intense time-wise, that is what kept us going, focusing on the Lord. My wife is a great encouragement. I tend to freak out. She's like, no, wait a minute, hold on. And that's great. And I'm so grateful for that too. But the Lord's using her to get me to keep my focus. And, he didn't, and I believe this is Dennis Roxer has said this many times. I'm sure others have too, but it's the Lord. Lean on the Lord and with a capital L, because you know, He's the one that's going to get you through it. You're not going to. So it's and He has, and now we're schedule wise doing way better. That was tough though. The launch is always tough, and it was for us, but the Lord worked it out.
It's amazing how we get to grow closer to the Lord through the trials of serving Him, almost more so than the successes, because it keeps us reliant, keeps us leaning on Him. It's fantastic to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate your vulnerability on that for sure. And then speaking of future missionaries, pastors, parachurch servants, volunteers, everyone who has a ministry and everyone who's preparing themselves for the ministry that the Lord might have ahead, what advice would you have for those people, for those young people and older people who are seeking to become, you know, better equipped and find what the Lord might have ahead for them to bring Him glory and to serve Him and make Him known?
I would say pray for sure. Seek the Lord's will on it. And if you want to serve the Lord and don't know, you know, where to start, what are you good at? What, and not you, but what is the Lord as a believer? He gives you talent. He gives you gifts, spiritual gifts. What's evident to you? And then pray about that. I would say that's essential. And also seek counsel from godly believers you know, whether it's an elder in a church, a pastor, a fellow believer, somebody who knows you, and see if the idea will glorify the Lord and help save the lost and ground believers. But I think instinctively, we kind of know what we're good at. And if we pray about, Lord, I think I'm good at this. Think you gave me this gift. What do you think about using it? And then the Lord will start to bring things to mind. And often he will work through you, your pencil and your notebook, and through your own ideas. But if you don't pray about it, then it's all you. You know, oftentimes, at least mentally, it can feel that way. But yeah, if you're good at something, if God has given you that gift, it probably, and it very well could be that that's what he wants you to do. Whether it's, you know, broadcasting, you know, what profession did you do? If you're a doctor, and there's a need for people to take care of those, certainly globally, but also in your own community, you can use that as a way to share the gospel. And whether it's, if you're a great cook, you know, there's a way to help those who need food. We our job is not to, as a church, in the church today, we're very concerned, you know, the social gospel is run rampant. But on the other side of it, if God has given you a gift as an individual believer, it's not necessarily the church, you know, the local church's job to do all that, you know. But it's you as a believer can step out and do that. And again, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding. It's you know, the church, such and such Bible church, their job is to teach believers and ground them in the Word of God, hoping believers will go out and share the gospel. On the other side, if a believer in that church wants to witness as they should, oftentimes I think the Lord will allow them to use the gift he's given them to go out and do just that. So something to think about. If God's given you a gift, that might be a good place to start.
Amen. Well, and it's so fascinating to me how, you know, we're almost, oftentimes in the church, we're almost like a drunken guy on a horse who falls off one side and doesn't want to fall off that side again, so we fall off the other side. And so when a misconstrued or a heretical teaching comes up, we try to distance ourselves as far as we possibly can from that, and in so doing, we throw out the baby with the bathwater on something that could be a very powerful or important opportunity for ministry. So it's...
Oh, sure. And you know, Brad, it's interesting. You know, we don't want to be doing what those that practice the social gospel do, but that doesn't mean that even as a church, if you want to do an outreach, and there's people on Grace Global who do a great job with, they'll cook pizza at the church and then for the community, and they'll share the gospel. That's great.
Yeah.
Not every church is called to that. Some churches, that's not kind of their personality. But if the Lord is giving you as a believer that idea, share it with godly elders in your church and see if it has legs, as they say. You know the church's job is not to take care of all the social ills. But at the same time, if you provide a need for someone in the community, it's a great opportunity to at least plant a seed and maybe share the gospel. And I'm all for that.
Amen. Amen. That is fantastic. Well, it's been great learning a little bit more myself. I've been in love with the Grace Global Radio since the moment I heard of it and got to meet you again over there at Duluth. But obviously, if people want to get connected with Grace Global, they can download the app on their phone, either an Android or iPad or Apple. They can connect online and listen online. They can connect to the Facebook page. But beyond those connection points, how can someone partner with you, be involved with this great ministry?
Number one, pray for us, that the Lord, that we are obedient to him through his grace and carrying out his vision for Grace Global. And that's really important. To give us discernment, there's a lot of, you know, at certain points there's been interest from people who might not share our doctrinal issues, things that we hold dear. So praying for us is essential. And, you know, if they enjoy the ministry, if they're feeling like they're benefiting and growing as a believer, pray about maybe some support if that's something that you and the Lord would have you to do and you'd like to do that. We never, I don't believe in sort of hitting people over the head with it. We make people aware that there are needs, and if they'd like to, we believe in grace giving. So if the Lord puts that on you, that great. But and that's wonderful, and certainly a ministry does need that. But pray first, because if you pray pray for the ministry, I think the Lord will let you know what you're supposed to do, if anything. So we're grateful for the support, but we absolutely must have the prayer.
That is fantastic. Well, I just have to say I believe in the mission and the goals of Grace Global so much that I think it is vital that we participate financially with that as we can, again, totally by God's grace. But it is a wonderful privilege to get to partner in the Word of God going out clearly across multiple platforms and multiple places all throughout the world. I mean, how often do we get to participate in a ministry that great? I think that's definitely a worthy investment of physical things into a spiritual reality that will truly have continuing and seen and unseen effects throughout the world. How can someone, what are ways that you could recommend that people could make known that or publicize the ministry of Grace Global? How can they help others get plugged in so that more people know about Grace Global?
Well, if they're on social media, and I'm not a social media person, but Suzanne, our webmaster, is, and she does a wonderful job with that. Share it. You know, they're sharing and liking and all that, and I know enough about it to kind of know what it is. That's great. Telling someone about it. You know, maybe you're someone who is reserved as a person. You don't know how to say, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Do you want to know when you put your head on your pillow at night that you're good with the Lord, that you're forgiven and you're going to heaven and that everything is good, to put it in layman's terms? Mm-hmm. Some people are like, well, how do I do that? What you could do is have him listen to Grace Global. So, you know, if you want to know more about the Word of God, if you're looking for something good to listen to, that's a great way to do it. And then ask him about it later. Open a door so that the conversation is, you already have a starting point. Mm-hmm. I think that might help. But yeah, that all those way, those are ways you can do it. Our website is good too.
Yeah, I know. Like I say, there's so many exciting ways to share information. If you go on an app store now, you can actually gift a free app to another person. So if there's someone that you wanted to share it with, you could easily gift.
Wonderful.
That. It won't cost you a dime, right? And you can make it known. And like you said, those social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter, just a simple statement that, hey, Grace Global Radio has been such a blessing to me, or I just listened to, you know, Pastor Andy Woods on Grace Global Radio. It helps get the news out, and to me that's very very, very important. Just those simple in passing statements of, you know, I just heard a sermon on Grace Global and it was about this, can be a wonderful thing. And particularly, as we know, there's so many people who have been in church their whole lives. They identify themselves as a Christian to the world to one level or another, and yet still maintain either untaught or, again, they may even be unsaved. And to be able to say to that warm, you know, that warm person who has a positive viewpoint of Christianity, to say, hey, I've been really enjoyed listening to this, and share that with them is an opportunity to bring people closer to the Lord. So I would highly commend that to our listeners today, is that if you can make this great resource known to others, please do, to go out on a limb a little bit and share this, because that's one way that you can be sharing the gospel, the edification, the grounding of believers. So, well, as we come to the close of our time, I just would like to ask kind of, again, another personal question. If you were to give one sentence to describe your walk with Christ throughout the course of your life, what would it be? What would be the one sentence kind of takeaway that the Lord would be teaching people through you today?
In a sentence, good question. I would say it's a walk of dependence on Him, filled with joy and challenges, literally moment by moment, no matter what it is. We in our own strength, those that like to kind of, you know, that want to be want to get things done. That's kind of your kind of how you are about, you know, maybe not for mowing the lawn or working out. I'm not so good at those two things. I do mow the lawn, but anyway. but you have a kind of get it done attitude. You can very often slip into, you know, as a non-believer, I did this, and as a believer, it doesn't go away, and you have to go, wait a minute, how does the Lord want it done? Mm-hmm. So the walk of dependence is to depend on Him to guide you, give you strength to do the things that you might not want to do, and when He gives you, when you get to do what you love to do, for me, it's one of the things is radio, how do I keep Him in the driver's seat?
Mm.
And that's where the challenges and the moment-by-moment leaning comes into play. Because He'll let me go, and again, I get up. My analogy is the pencil and the paper. Wait a minute, how's the Lord going to work this out? And so that's, it literally is a walk of dependence, moment-by-moment, you know, and that's really true, I'd imagine, and not just in my life, but in many believers' lives. It's that walk of, and it's dependence, Brad, with a capital D, in my case.
I love it. No, it's a wonderful message, and again, that dependent, reliant life is one of the great challenges in Christian growth, so I very much appreciate your comments, and have totally appreciated the time we got to spend. Thank you so much for cutting out some time to come on the show and share a little bit of the journey and the exciting things that the Lord's doing. It's been a delight. So thanks so much.
Brad, thank you. And it's been, we're honored to have you, my Grace Global. And thank you so much to what you're doing, highlighting missionaries and for Fort Collins Bible Church and Minute for the Bible and your show, Resting in Christ. The Lord is using believers who are willing to be used, and you're one of them, and I'm grateful for you, and Fort Collins Bible Church for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Again, if you'd like to connect with Grace Global Radio, you can find them at graceglobalradio.com?
Org.
So graceglobalradio.org. You can also find it on the App Store in both the Android devices and on Apple devices. And, of course, you may connect through Amazon's Alexa and probably other tune-in devices. So we're very excited and want to encourage you to pursue being involved with partnering, spreading the word about them. And, again, thank you so much for joining us this week. Whether at home or whether abroad, your mission, dear saint, is the gospel of God. Whether in darkest jungles or down at the store, tell the news about Jesus and make Him known more. Whether your mission field is where you were born or deep in the heart of places unknown, shout out His grace poured out at the cross. Receive Him by faith that none shall be lost.